radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Welcome to this In the Country Triple Play Special, featuring Saskatchewan's Yannicka, Alberta's Domino, and Ontario's Krista Earle. We'll get to spend some time with each of them and hear one of their latest songs. It's going to be a great show, so let's get things started with my first guest. On the line from Saskatchewan, it's Yannicka. Hello, Yannicka.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me back.
You've been very busy. I mean, you're continuing to record songs and make progress in your career. Now, the newest song, which we're going to share a bit later, is called Cowboy Cowboy. Talk about the song and also the famous country artist who wrote this one. We all know the name.
Yeah, the one and only Billy Currington co-wrote this song with another guy called Chamberlain. I can't remember his first name right now, but those two co-wrote the song. And yeah, I'm honored to have Billy Currington, especially, of course. Having him to write the song for me, that's awesome. And I love the song. It's an
It is a great song. How did the song,
cool song
make its way to you, Yannicka?
Well, it was through my producer down in Nashville. I recorded that the same time as I did three others, and he kind of sent song to me and wanted me to pick from the songs, and he was sending me songs from the Sony library, so I got to pick from the top shelf. So this was one of those that I just loved the song immediately when I heard it, so... Yeah.
Now, you, for those who don't know from our last interview or from knowing you online, you are originally from Norway.
I am. I still have a thick accent. But yeah, I am. I've been living now in Saskatchewan, Saskatoon for almost 4 years, 3.5 years now. I'm really starting to feel more and more at home here. So now I'm pretty lucky to have the two greatest countries in the world to call my home.
That's great. Now, where would you say country music is bigger, in Saskatchewan or in Norway?
No doubt that it's bigger here, but it's also pretty big in Norway. So I get a lot more of the levels down into the country music roots being here.
Right.
Being in Norway, I kind of felt that I only scratched the surface, but it was like the top of it, of everything, all the good artists, all the people that are on the charts from the States. And of course, if I wanted to dive into it, I could, online and everything. But here, they play more, it's much more like a broader spectrum of the country music than what I normally used to listen to at the radio at home.
Exactly. Now, what is it about country music, Yannicka? We've got three different artists on, three different acts from the music, country music world on the show tonight. So I've got to ask each of you, but what is it about country music that you love so much and love about singing it?
First of all, I think it's genius, because most of the country music it's simple, but it's still so catchy, and it's honest, and it's down to earth. And, I mean, country music have changed a little. I'm not too sure I like everything that's of the newest country. There's so many genres now. It didn't used to be. So I'm more of a traditional country type of girl. But I do like bits and pieces from everything. But it's honest, and it's fun, and it's heartfelt, and nice rhythms within the bluegrass, too. I mean, I love bluegrass as well, so... just the roots. I and so many great singers, and not to mention all the musicians within country music. It's just amazing to me.
There's so
nothing,
much talent
and not much to hide behind. Like the pop music today, it's so overproduced and everything. I mean, I'm not saying that bits and pieces of the country today probably have the same, but it's not the same dimension as pop music today. So it's very see-through, and you can't really hide behind anything. So you have to have a talent to make it in this genre. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's true. And the artists are pretty much themselves, and you feel they're approachable. And as you say, they're not hiding behind anything, not some big kind of act. Now, I was reading online, actually, on Facebook, which I thought was quite interesting, a comment someone posted about when you used to sing karaoke, you were quite nervous. So when you first started doing this, did it take a while to overcome that maybe stage fright or just nervousness about it?
I'm still struggling with that, to be completely honest with you. But it just, I feel that it's just, I wouldn't lose it, like, completely. I would like to sometimes be a little bit more comfortable, but I like to, the day I lose that nervousness is the day that I'm being indifferent about it, or, I don't know, not care so much, because I do care a lot, and I'm a perfectionist to the fingertips, and that drives me crazy, and it drives people around me crazy sometimes, but I want to have that nervousness, but sometimes it can be a little too much. Starting out here, I was a little bit more nervous than what I usually was when I was performing back in Norway, because this was a totally different scene for me. And I felt so much closer to the heart of the country, to say, use that expression.
Sure.
But I think that if you lose that nervousness, then you've lost something really important as a singer. But like I said, I probably have had my share of nervousness more than anyone. I don't know how to make it go away. I'd rather just focus on doing my job, and if I'm nervous, I'm going to get through it. I have, and that's something that I've been having the whole time I've been on the stage, like, since I started. So I'm not really sure if that's something I need to work on, because I seem to get through it anyways. So.
Yeah, that's the main thing, right? You seem to get through it, and I have heard people say, as you just did, that you need a bit of that nervous energy to sort of keep you on your toes and make you do your best. If you're too relaxed, you might not deliver your best performance.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, let's
talk about... I'd like to keep it...
Yannicka, let's talk about of your heroes for the music world, and I know a lot of them are the traditional artists, as you mentioned. Let's talk about, I know Shania Twain, for example, is somebody that you look up to.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, I guess the first girl that I was introduced to, or that I really started listening to, and I immediately fell in love with, was Dolly Parton. You can't get around her. Well, I can't anyway.
Right.
But then, what's her name? The girl from Canada here, Anne Murray.
Anne Murray, the wonderful Anne Murray, yes.
I'm a huge fan of hers as well. And these days, I mean, Leanne Womack, Alison Krauss, but within, on the boys' side, I think Vince Gill must be my favorite musician and singer. I mean, he's something so special, and he's taught me so many things. So I can't say that the boys can't teach me anything within music. I can't just relate to the girls. there's a lot of good boys within country music. Awesome artists. I tend to feel that most of the artists today within country music have that. They sound the same to me. So many of them, both boys and girls. But you always have the ones that stick out and. So on the girl side today would be Miranda Lambert. She's a young girl, but she has something very special that makes her stand out. So I guess that's what I'm looking for in an artist, someone that has a little bit more to give, or just that natural tone in their voice, or the way they write their lyrics, or just the way they express the lyrics when they sing. I mean... It's so many things that you can fall in love with an artist, but those big ones, I mean, they are big for a reason. So
this is true, and I think that's what separates somebody who's a singer from an artist. An artist is somebody who's got their own unique style, and you can, with an artist like Vince, they come on the radio, and I mean, within a couple of notes, you know who it is, which is what you want. You want to hear somebody who's got that distinctive style. And Vince Gill, over the years, I mean, you know, he's known for his ballads, but he does up-tempos equally as well. But he's just got a great voice, and he's a nice guy too, which helps.
Absolutely, and the way he tells the stories, and I mean, he writes his own music, and the way he writes, and the way he tells the story through his lyrics, it's just amazing. I mean, that is something that has to. I guess you can learn it to a certain degree, but if you don't have it to start with, a piece of that, then I hear so many singers today that they're more into how they sing and they kind of forget about what they're singing about sometimes.
Right.
But when you have an artist that can really give you the lyrics and tell you the story, that's when you get that feeling that someone singing to you gives you. I mean, you can be amazed hearing someone's voice and all the technicalities in the voice when they sing and all this thing. I mean, there's so many things to be amazed about. But
yeah.
when they leave you with a feeling of, wow, that story told me something, it hit me somewhere, and the way it was told, I mean, that's what, to me, distinguished a good singer or artist from one that's more mediocre.
Yeah, it's the emotion in the voice, because there's a lot of great technical singers, and that is a great skill, of course, but to be moved by it, especially in country music, you need that voice that really embraces the lyric, and you feel like they're living what they're singing, and then that makes the song, you know, that much more meaningful to you as a listener.
Exactly. And I've always heard that when I sing a song, people listen to the lyrics. I've done a few songs that my dad, like cover songs that my dad had grown up with and listened to, and he told me once in a while that, wow, you've actually told the story to me singing this song in a totally different way. It kind of opened up a whole new world. And I mean, as a compliment to a girl that sings a song that she hasn't written herself, that you can't get a better compliment than that.
No.
Even the original didn't give him the same feeling. So, but it took me a while actually to get into that, because if you only sing especially because I don't write my own lyrics. I do, but no one's heard them yet. But maybe one day, because I have a lot on my heart. But for a girl that doesn't sing my own stories, but I kind of have to tap into someone else's feeling and trying to capture some of that feeling that they had when they wrote the song, it's something that you have to have respect for the song that you do and the lyrics in order to do that. And to show that respect, you kind of have to tell the story. So I think I became a better singer the day that I really was thinking about the history or the story and the words that I was singing. And that is important. And that's a lesson for everybody who sings out there. They really have to take that in order for it to come out and hit someone. Like, it's important. I can't. That's when the audience can feel you. I mean, they can sure feel you if you have really, like, super good technical qualities and can sing, like, the super highest notes, or if you have something else. But, I mean, that is one of the most important things.
Definitely. Now, before we get to the song Cowboy, Cowboy, which the great Billy Currington had a hand in writing, and this is your new single, tell us a bit about the Heart of Country, the benefit concert. I know this has a lot of meaning to you, and this is coming up in the near future.
Yeah, we're putting on a concert here in Saskatoon the 15th of February at the Broadway Theater, and it is in trying to raise awareness for Wounded Warrior and what they struggle with, and PTSD, which is a huge part of what they have to live through. We attended the Wounded Warrior concert, or the Wounded Warrior weekend, back in September last year, and it, coming from a country that's so small and we don't have many soldiers, and it's not that common to talk about these things, it was so amazing for me to be here and be a part of this weekend here. To kind of understand a little bit more of what this does to people that are fighting for their countries, and how it actually is everybody's well, quote unquote, problem, what they're dealing with. And it's our duty and responsibility to try to help out as best as we can. And this is why we put this concert on. And it's also, it's a day after Valentine's Day, so we called it the Heart of Country. But it's also, like I said, to raise awareness for the wounded warrior.
Isn't that great? And how can our listeners take part in that? Is there a website they can go to purchase tickets?
They can either text the word heart to 717-3802,
okay.
306 as a area code, and or they can go on to Facebook and just type in the Heart of Country, and the Heart of Country concert will come up, the event. Or if they want to buy a ticket, they can go to pickatick at .com. Or they can, well, if they don't have a, if they can't be there at the concert themselves, they can actually purchase a ticket, and one of the wounded warriors will be donated a concert ticket. So there's lots of ways to help.
That's awesome. Now, Yannicka, where can we find you online? I know one of the places is Facebook, where you're very active, you and your husband. Where else, what's your main website?
My main website would be my name, which is written JANNECKE.CA. That's my website. You can also find me just typing in my first name at Reverb Nation, where I have a lot of good and crappy videos and old demos and new songs and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But, yeah,
awesome.
or Facebook.
Yeah. Now, the name Yannicka, it's such a pretty name to say. Does it have a meaning? Is there a meaning behind your name?
No, actually, I think it stems from I'm not sure if you say it the same way, but Johannes from the Bible.
Okay.
Or do you just say John, maybe?
Probably John.
I guess you do.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the name
coming from that name, actually. So, no, it doesn't have a meaning.
Okay. Well, it's a lovely name. And it's been
thank
lovely,
you.
Once again, Yannicka, spending the time with you. Thanks for being part of the Triple Play Special, and we're going to share your song now, Cowboy, Cowboy.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Been my pleasure. This is Yannicka. She joined us on the line from Saskatchewan and her latest single, Cowboy, Cowboy, on In the Country.
Cowboy, cowboy, where'd you get that hat? Tell me, ain't you thinking I'd look good in that? I'll let my hair down if you let me try it on. Might wear it all night long. And Tyler, been around in Fort Worth. While when it comes to Finland, ain't no finer place on earth, cowboy. I want a cowboy, a real one. He's wild, but he's tame. With a raise, I've been looking for me one I could settle up next to. Ain't no one next to you, cowboy. Ain't seen a real one, and I don't know how long. God bless your mama and the horse you rode in on. We could choose different Tyler, fiddle around in Fort Worth. Why, when it comes to Finland, ain't no finer place on earth. And the way that you say y'all, yeah.
And that is Saskatchewan country artist Yannicka with her latest song. It was co-written by Billy Currington, and that's called Cowboy Cowboy. You are listening to the In the Country Triple Play Special. My next guest joining me on the line from Alberta are part of the group Domino. I've got Russ and Luann Carl along with Kent Nixon. Welcome, guys and gals.
Hello.
How are you, Dave? Hey, doing great, Luann.
Good, good. We have some
exciting stuff going on for you guys. First of all, how is it in Alberta? It's very cold in Ontario today.
It's very cold in Alberta, too. It's snowing and nasty and weather warnings out all over the place. So stay home and listen to some good music inside your cozy house.
I would say so. Grab a coffee and just listen to the great music we've got coming up. And, of course, we've got a song from you guys coming up, your latest single. Let's start off talking, Luann, about the ACMA's, Alberta Country Music Association Awards. You guys are nominated for Group or Duo of the Year and Fans' Choice. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. This is the second year for the Alberta Country Music Association Awards. And, we're really thrilled to be nominated for these two awards. We were nominated last year and made it into the top five in both categories. So that was really exciting for us. And honestly, it is truly an honor to just be nominated. Like, it's so cool.
It is, isn't it? It just kind of puts you up there and you feel your work is acknowledged and you're making a lot of progress that way.
Absolutely. You bet.
Yeah. Now, do we have Kent and Russ there?
Yes, we are here.
Yeah. We're hiding out in the kitchen right now, Dave. It's the safest place.
That's the safest place. That's great. Before we get back to the music, I wanted to ask you, because I saw you posted this online, of course, on Facebook, about Oprah. And she was in Alberta recently, and, of course, that hit the press. Tell us about your experience meeting Oprah or being at her show.
Well, Kent and Russ had a really good time. No. They didn't get to go. It was just me. My lovely husband, Russ, bought me a ticket to go to see Oprah. I've watched her for 25 years, so, I mean, I was five when I started watching her.
Whatever.
So didn't get to meet her. That would have been, I mean, unbelievable, but just to be in the same room with her and having watched her for those full 25 years and to hear her speak, I don't think it's sunk in even yet that I was in the same room, you know, that I wasn't watching her on TV, and it was just so inspiring and has given me that boost to just keep chasing these dreams and not give up. So it was really incredible.
So was this something that was being filmed, or was she just there, like, giving a talk?
Yeah, she's just she's on a tour. She was in Calgary last night. I'm not sure where she's going next, but, yeah, she just spoke for 2 hours, just like going to see a motivational speaker. It wasn't filmed. It was just like going to a concert, except it was Oprah, and she just spoke for 2 hours. It was incredible.
That's amazing. How the positive feelings that she, you know, gives off, and that she inspires people.
Oh, yeah, I left feeling like I can do anything, so, which you can, anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, so much of it's how you set up your mind. Now, I read in the paper, this is one of the things that made the news with Oprah, was I guess she checked in at a hotel in Alberta, and they didn't carry her network, channel.
Yes, we heard that, too, that the own network wasn't on, so I'm sure that they have added it since.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is too funny. The new single, which is beautiful, and we're going to be sharing a bit later on the show, is called One Day at a Time. What can you tell us about the writing of that? Is this something you guys got together and wrote?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote this one. I'm driving. I tend to write a lot when I drive, so talk about distracted driving. That's it. But
texting and driving, songwriting and driving.
That's right, that's right. I wrote it last year, just kind of based on some people that I knew and that were going through something that, you know, it was a tough time, but neither one of them wanted to call it quits, but they were just going through a tough time and wanted to stay together and, you know, let's just work on it. So the whole thing just came together really, really quickly when it's based on kind of personal something close to you. And then we put the music together, and what's really cool is that we don't even have to talk about the arrangements. Like, everybody knows what we're going to do together and how we're going to create this. And of course, everyone just added their parts, and it's a simple song. It's a simple melody and an arrangement, and we wanted that so that the words could kind of take over.
Yeah.
And we hope that comes across. So, yeah.
Now, Luann, did you get a chance to play this song for the couple that inspired it, or was that too personal?
No, we got the guys laughing in there because they know who the song was written for, and I'm trying to be all quiet about it. But, yes, they have heard it, and I believe they quite enjoy it.
Yeah, it must be something to hear a song that somebody's written about you, regardless of the subject matter, but with some meaning to it, and know that that was something you inspired. And the other thing, the great thing about songs like this, people who are listening to it, you know, separate from you guys, just fans out there listening to the song, can get something from it as well, which is, it's so great about country music that there are messages in it that we can bring into our own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It does mean a lot to have the people that you maybe have written it for or about hear it and have them like it. So pretty scary to put your stuff out there because, you know, you might like it, but maybe no one else will. So that's what you hope for. So that means a lot when they do appreciate it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I would imagine it's more vulnerable when you're sharing a song, regardless of who you're sharing it with, but if it comes from a very personal experience, especially something you've gone through, as opposed to writing a song that, you know, it came from your heart, but maybe it's not as personal. Do you find that there are songs you're a little more vulnerable about sharing with others?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's some that I know I've written that...
She still won't let us listen to them, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. And
play us that song, you know, the one that I really like.
Yeah, exactly. It's scary, you know. You write it and you love it, but you're scared to let anybody else hear it in case they don't have the same feeling. So, yeah, we definitely all have that feeling for sure.
Now, I asked Yannicka, my guest before from Saskatchewan, I asked you guys, what country music means to you and what is it about country music do you think makes it so special and appealing to listeners?
Go ahead, guys.
Well, go ahead, Rob. No? Oh, he's choking on his coffee right now.
Coffee.
Well, for me, Dave, it's... country music encompasses such a range of emotions and feelings. I mean, we wrote a song called 215 that we're hoping to have in production and out on the next album. And all it is that feeling in the afternoon, you know, right around 215, like, I could really use a glass of wine this afternoon. and I really don't want to be at work anymore. You know, and it can go from something, you know, as finicky, I guess, or fickle as that, to I wrote a song about my kids called Better Days, and about how hard it was to, you know, for a long time I was a single dad, and it was really tough. It was horrible for my kids and hard for my partners, and it's one of those things that makes you realize what you've got when you do finally have a strong relationship, and how much you should value that.
And that's what's great about country music, is that you can write from that, about a family experience, to love, to wanting to drink wine in the middle of the afternoon. Like, it's... And that's why we love country music, because it's about telling stories, and we love to tell stories. So, lots of different stories to tell.
There are, and I love that title, 215. It's interesting that you landed on that particular time, because it could have been 2:30 or 3:15, but 2:15, you guys feel, is that time of the day?
Well, for us, Dave, it is.
Luann especially. It's like put in a full day. But,
About 2:15 is when I go for the Reese peanut butter cups, because it's not politically correct to drink at work. So you know, country people relate more with wine and whiskey, I think, than Reese peanut butter cups, but I don't know.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing you know, songs like that can be so much fun, and people can relate to it because, you know, we all sort of have those moments, 2:15 every day, in fact, where we want that glass of wine or that treat to get us through the day.
Well, Dave, we will let you know when this song's recorded because you are already relating to it, I think.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, let's talk about some of the cover songs you guys like to do in concert. We've talked about these before, but let's talk about your favorite cover tunes from some of the great artists out there.
Oh, we do so many cover tunes. Well, I know me right off the bat is all the CDJ covers we do, and we do lots. So anything by Carol and Don,
yes,
my favorites. How about you guys?
Oh, I'm still an old rocker at heart, so I still like doing the Trooper and the Meatloaf and stuff like that. Of course, Kent's into more of the old traditional country, right?
Yeah, except when I'm totally not. And you know, it's funny because you can, a lot of times you can read your crowd, and other times you can't. And it's a real, oh, I can't think of the phrase right now. It's a real crapshoot to figure out what it is they're going to like, and sometimes you just pull stuff out of the hat. I mean, we've done an ABBA song or two.
Mm-hmm. And Kent sings it, which is truly something to witness, Dave. Tall cowboy in a cowboy hat singing Dancing Queen.
Yeah. Because one thing that I've learned in the music business is you really can't take yourself too seriously. You got to be out there and have some fun. One of the songs that we have done pretty much since we started playing together is The Last Saskatchewan Pirate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those songs you do nearly every gig, and as soon as you do it, the dance floor just packs right full.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether there's 15 people or whether there's 5,000 people, everybody's doing their fist pumps and cheering along with you, and it's a pretty heady experience because you know that they're enjoying themselves.
Yeah, for sure. That's a fun one to do.
Yeah, who sings that one? Who's the original artist? I'm not familiar with that song.
It was a band, actually. They're out of Edmonton, and they're called Captain Tractor. And it's got one of those Celtic-type feels to it. Brad Johnner covered it a couple of years ago and does a great job. But when I was a little younger and slipping up to parties at the university, I saw Captain Tractor at the U of A the one night. And incredible show, and just the emotion. But if you get a chance, YouTube it. It's by Captain Tractor, and it's an amazing song.
I'm making a note of that now. I will check that out.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing that one. And, you know, we play lots. We do lots of Paul Brandt that we love to do, that people love to hear. We like a lot of older country, too. Kent does a great version of Amy, Pure Prairie League.
Luann does probably the best version of I'm Not Lisa of any girl I've ever heard. It's too bad she's on the other line and has to listen to this. If it goes straight to her head, she's going to be impossible to deal with, Dave. But no,
that's a great.
It's quite incredible. Like Louie does an incredible job of it.
Wow, that was Jesse Coulter.
It was.
The original. Yeah. Beautiful song.
Thanks, guys.
Now, is that on YouTube for us to check out?
We do have a real short clip of that. Us playing a more acoustic version of it at the Calgary Stampede last year. It's we have a link to it on our homepage of our website, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys have some big shows coming up this year. Are you part of the Stampede in 2013?
Yep, we are. And we are looking to possibly have another show with Hey Romeo coming up in July, and hoping to get something again at the CCMAs for a showcase. So we're working on some things this year, and then playing in and around Alberta for all the regular things we love to play at. So it's looking to be another busy year for us for sure.
And one of the other things too is this will be our third gig that we played with Hey Romeo, and they are just such cool people. They're just so incredible, and you know, they're a two-time CCMA Group of the Year, and you sit down and you have a beer with them like you would your next-door neighbor. They're just very, very genuine people and really incredible musicians, and we're really proud to call them friends as well.
Yeah, super nice
There's
people.
So much talent from Alberta in the country music world.
There sure is. Yes. My goodness.
Thank
yep.
you.
Sure is.
Present company included.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Oh, don't. Stop.
Oh,
now,
goodness.
I'm not sure if I've asked you guys before, but the name Domino, where does that come from?
Oh.
Is there a good story?
Yeah, well, we had a different name before. So we used to be called Damned If I Know, and we love that name, and we'll always be Damned If I Know at heart. However, we went through a name change a few years back just because of the dam in it, and that it was
sure.
Some people were iffy on putting it on marquees and such, which seems it's interesting to us. But however, we didn't want anything to stand in the way of our journey and our career, and if a name was going to hinder us at all, we thought
yep.
we would change it. So we always joke and say Domino sounds like Damned If I Know if you've had a little too much whiskey. So if you're slurring a little bit. So that's kind of what we joke.
And then we tried that out. We experimented with it a couple of times, and by God, it does.
And that's I love that
that's,
story.
That's how we came up with the name, you betcha.
You know, I was thinking like Fats Domino or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, it actually, someone said something to us about getting out there and some promotion, and she said about having the domino effect. And
oh, yeah.
That kind of stuck with us. It was, and then we thought, well, let's just shorten it, because it Damned If I Know was really special to us. And
right.
And so it felt close to that. So that's really why we chose it. And we like the domino effect as well, and we want to have that effect. So, yeah.
Yep. That is a lot of fun. I love that story. Guys, it's been such a pleasure having you on to have this time to talk, and I'm going to be sharing the song, your brand new one called One Day at a Time, in just a few moments. And, of course, I'll encourage our listeners to call up their local country station to request this one. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you,
Dave.
Thanks
for having us, Dave.
Thanks for all
awesome.
You do for us, Dave.
I appreciate it. My pleasure. Russ and Lorraine Carl and Ken Nixon on the line from Alberta from the group Domino. Always a pleasure talking, and this is their latest song, called One Day at a Time on In the Country.
We built these walls so high, we really don't know when, but we sure both know why. Left unsaid, we don't have to fight. drunk all night.
There's so much left unsaid. We don't have.
And that's a great song from Domino called One Day at a Time. Be sure to call your local country station and request all the songs you're hearing on this special edition of In the Country that we are calling Triple Play. And now I want to welcome to the show Ontario's own Krista Earle. Welcome to the show, Krista.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure to have you here. We talked to back, it was in 2011.
Way back now, I know.
I know.
It's been quite some time.
It has, and it's great to follow you online and to see all the new stuff you're doing. For example, you recently on YouTube did a cover of Patsy Cline's song Crazy, and you did it so lovely.
I did. Oh, really? Thank you so much. Yeah,
yeah.
I just love that song, and I was thinking for a while, I wanted to do a new song and put up a new video on YouTube, and I was thinking for a while what I wanted to do. I put a couple new ones up. I put one of my own, You Can Count on Me, as well as the Patsy Cline song, and I love that song so much, and I've been wanting to do it for so long, and I wanted to make it my own at the same time, so to have the opportunity to do that, I really was excited about it, so yeah.
Now, how did you come across artists like Patsy Cline? Of course, she's going back a ways. And the other artists, is it true, like, your family or just on your own? How are you discovering the classics?
To be honest, quite on my own. I mean, growing up, my parents listened to all the classics. So I guess it kind of was something that I kind of fell into. I really loved a lot of all the old classics. Patsy Cline definitely is one of them. And my mom was a huge Elvis fan and still is. So we love, we always listen to Elvis. And it's just amazing. I mean, how can you get much better than the classics, right?
Oh, yeah. They're timeless and for a good reason.
For a very good reason. So.
Yep. They wrote so many good songs back then. I mean, they still do, but there's just something about songs from the 60s and 70s that have just a certain sound to them, I guess.
Yeah, just the way they're written, it's they're kind of effortless and timeless. And
yeah.
They're just amazing. Yeah, I agree.
Now, you entered a singing competition at the age of 13, which gave you the chance to go into the studio to record a cover song. Pretty great experience and pretty great start.
Yeah, it was really, actually, that's very funny you mentioned that. That was the very first time I ever stepped into a recording studio. And one of the first bigger singing competitions I went into. So it was so amazing, actually. I sang, what did I sing? Now I'm trying to remember. I actually sang What a Feeling by Irene Carroll. So it wasn't actually a country song, believe it or not, but it was so exciting because, I mean, I remember being 13 and, you know, at that age, you're completely fearless about anything. So I went up there and I kind of had a dance routine and everything figured out. So I went up there and kind of did my thing and I won the competition. And then, it was my first, I won a recording in the studio. So I still have that, actually, so. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and what does it sound like to you today? Like, do you listen to it and hear the promise in your voice and hear a good voice?
Yeah, I mean, I always knew from a young age I had a strong voice in a different kind of way. My parents actually used to call me Ethel when I was really young because I had this really young, powerful voice. So I always sung the big, like, belty songs and everything like that. So from a young age, it just seemed like I knew I loved to sing, and I knew it was something that I would be doing for a very long time. It's my passion and everything, so, yeah.
Now, I can't recall if I asked you last time, Krista, but do you have a duet partner that's on the top of your list as far as whether it's attainable or not, but just somebody you would love to be on stage singing a song with?
Oh, my gosh.
That's on the spot.
That is very difficult. You know what? I would have to say probably, well, my idol growing up was Martina McBride.
Right.
Just the way she sings is truly, truly amazing and touches me. And I, growing up and singing country music, that's who I wanted to always, she was my idol. So I would say Martina McBride.
Nice. Yeah, she's
yeah.
got a, talk about a Ethel type of voice, an Ethel Merman type of voice, the way she belts out songs.
She
so
does,
beautiful.
Yeah. And I think I kind of, the way I sing, that's why I love her so much, is because I really developed, in a way, a bit of her style. I looked up to her and how she sings and how she sings her songs and her approach to songs when she sings them. And I kind of followed, and yeah, I consider her my idol.
Do you have a favorite Martina song?
I love A Broken Wing.
Right.
And God's Will.
Oh, that's a lovely, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, God's Will is probably one of my favorites as well.
Have you had a chance to hear any of your songs on the radio yet?
Yeah, I did have, when I released Bad Hair Day back in 2011, I heard that on the radio, as well as I did a follow-up, my follow-up single was Man Up, and I did hear them on the radio, and that, of course, that's always so exciting, your first time, especially with Bad Hair Day, hearing it on the radio for the first time. It's almost, it's crazy, it's almost like a really surreal feeling, but every time I hear it, it's almost like the first time I've heard it, because it's always like that feeling like, I can't believe it, you know, you just can't believe it. It's like, oh, this is amazing, and
something
I've worked towards, yeah, especially when you work towards it, and it is your dream, and it feels like it's coming true, so it's very exciting.
Now, was I seeing on Facebook that some of your pictures, or one in particular, was in a magazine?
Yeah, I was thinking if you were going to bring that up. I was like, I bet Dave's going to bring that up today. Yeah, believe it or not, it was for, I didn't even know, to be honest, what's funny about this is it was for a bridal magazine, and I didn't even know about it until today. One of my friends posted, saw you in today's bridal, and I was like, oh, really? Because I did do a bridal shoot, I guess it was back in August. One of those extra little side things that I somehow ended up getting into. And so it ended up in a magazine, and I found out today, and I guess it's kind of funny because I've been so, music's number one for me, and I'm so focused with music that I didn't even think about it. And then I was like, oh, wow, that's great. So that
that's
was a bit
exciting.
Of a pleasant, yeah, it is pretty exciting. It was a pleasant surprise. So, yeah, and the pictures turned out great, so I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, our listeners can check out your Facebook page. Now, are you working towards a new album? You've got songs out singly,
mm-hmm.
but are you working towards putting together a project?
Yeah, right now I'm working on my new single in the studio, which is I'm Done. And it's going to be my next big release, and there's going to be a big music video for that one. I'm hoping to release a full album. I'm looking into June, so into the beginning of summer.
Right.
I have a whole bunch of songs that I've written and co-written with a few great artists that I feel really good about. So, I mean, it's just going into the studio and putting them down and getting everything all put together. But that's my hopes right now are for a June date. So.
Very cool. And
yeah.
Your producer is your producer on some of the past songs was Steve Ashley.
That's right, yeah, Steve Ashley. And right now I'm currently working with Glenn Morley in Toronto. He's a really great producer as well, and I feel really good about the tracks, how we work together, and the tracks we've been working on together. We really collaborate really well, which is, as you know, really important. So
yes.
I think, yeah, I have a really good feeling so far that working with him, the single is going to be really great.
And for the songs you're working on, are you going to be have a hand in writing most or all of them, or will you also cover some songs from other writers?
I'm going to be doing. There will be my own songs, co-written, and actually, there's one song right now that I've written all by myself, which I'm most excited about because I haven't ever produced a song that I've fully written myself. So that's probably the one I would say I'm most excited about because it'll be a really great feeling to know once that's finished that I did it I wrote that and I didn't, you know what I mean? It'll be like a really, it'll be a really rewarding feeling because I've been working, doing different workshops and working on, you know, it's always about improving your writing and working with different co-writers because as you work with different co-writers, you learn new things both about your writing and different styles of writing and how other people approach songs. And it was great when I went to Saskatoon, the CCMAs, back in September, and I went to a few writers' workshops there. And, I got a really interesting perspective from some amazing writers there and having conversations with them about how they've written their own songs and what they're inspired by. And it's really a learning experience. And I've kind of taken everything that I've learned to this point in the last couple of years and it starts to all come together, and then you start to develop from your own style, and you kind of figure out what your style of writing is.
Yeah, exactly. It takes time just to find out
what you do best is,
and it's a great learning process. Krista, what can you tell us about the song "You Can Count on Me"?
You Can Count on Me. I co-wrote this song with Steve Ashley and Steve Young. This song, I came up with the original idea because I was inspired by, I want to write a song that is a song that a lot of people can relate to in some way. And my grandma was really sick a couple years ago, and I kind of got inspired by seeing how my parents and myself and everyone, how we really pitched in to take care of her and everything. Obviously, it's like everything goes on hold and you really take care of that one person. And then I was thinking to myself, well, when I was little, my parents took care of me. So I got this idea that how life goes full circle when you're young. People take care of you, but eventually you're going to have to take care, you know, of your parents. And it was an idea that just kind of I found quite intriguing, and I wanted to write about it.
She doesn't want to leave her little broken heart. She thinks we're never meant. As she's getting in the car, Daddy hailed his girl and said, "You can't count the stars up in the midnight summer sky. Ask heart. Why love? There's too many reasons why. You can't count the teardrops when they're pouring down like rain. But I'll always be there in your time of need. You can count on me." Why love?
Much for being on the show. It was so great to catch up with you, and I look
forward
to
thank you
again
so much. I know, and hopefully I get to see you around soon. I know you've been around in Oakville and stuff, so
hopefully
I get to meet you personally hopefully soon.
That would be great. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being part of the show, Krista.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Dave Woods. You've been listening to the In the Country Triple Play Special, All Canadian Edition. Until next time, stay safe and keep it country.